Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about change and how oftentimes we have multiple feelings associated with change. Sometimes we want to change, sometimes we want to stay the same. This week I want to talk about knowing who you are. So this past weekend, my wife and I went to a state park here in Pennsylvania, and we came upon a historical landmark called Fort Necessity. And Fort Necessity was built by George Washington, and it was actually marks the only battle in George Washington's career that he actually lost. And what struck me about that were two things. One, he was 21 when this happened. So he lost his first battle when he was 21, which to me is pretty young. And the second thing that struck me was that he went on after that to have arguably a great military career. So I started wondering, how many 21-year-olds could handle that? How many 21-year-olds could lose a battle and then rebound back and continue on and establish arguably one of the greatest military careers in our nation's history? Because by all accounts, Washington was disappointed by what happened, but he wasn't devastated by what happened. And so my question was, why? How come some people can take an L and keep it moving, and some people can't even handle the idea of taking an L, let alone actually having the loss? And I think it comes down to this. I think George Washington knew who he was. And here's what I mean. I don't think he knew that he was going to be on a dollar bill in the future or a quarter or anything like that. I don't mean that kind of know who it was. I think he knew that the military career was his career, that that was the path he was supposed to be on, right? And but to me, for most people, this is not a given. In fact, I would say a lot of people don't know who they are or have a hard time accepting who they are. But for me, knowing who you are is important for a bunch of different reasons. Knowing who you are is important because I think when people don't know who they are, they start looking for other things to define who they are. And so if I don't feel good about who I am by myself, then I start doing things like buying expensive cars or buying expensive clothes or getting, stacking a bunch of money. Anything I can that then becomes the thing that defines me. Oh, wow, he's wearing a lot of nice clothes. He's driving a nice car. He has money put away. That must mean he has his shit together. That must mean that his life is together. And so one of the reasons why knowing who you are is important is because I think if I don't feel comfortable with who I am, if I don't feel comfortable in my own skin, I'm going to look for other things that are going to make me feel as though I'm more comfortable in my skin. I'm going to look for other things to define me. The problem with that is if I leave it up to other things to define me, I lose control of the definition. I'm no longer in control of what defines me. I'm just being defined by the things around me. And that may or may not be accurate. Another reason why I think people knowing who they are is really important is because I think when people don't know who they are, they become more insecure. There are lots of things that somebody could say to me. You can't see me because I'm on an audio podcast, but I don't have much hair. I've lost that probably 20 years ago. I have your typical dad bod. And so there are lots of things that somebody could point at. They could call me pudgy. They could call me bald. They could call me old, right? And all those things might take a little bit of a sting. The one thing that somebody couldn't call me is stupid. And here's why. I did fairly well in school. Not great. I didn't really pay that much attention. But I have a PhD, so I must be fairly smart on some level, or I wouldn't have been able to get this far in school. And so there might be other areas where I don't feel secure. But the one thing I know for sure is that I'm a fairly intelligent person. Notice, I'm not saying the most intelligent person. I'm trying to manage my arrogance, but I'm a fairly intelligent person. When people know who they are, they know what their strengths are. When people know who they are, they can accept their weaknesses and not feel like it defines them. I know who I am. I know what I do. And so the criticisms that people might lob, some of them are going to land. Most of them are going to go right past me because to me, they don't apply. You can call me stupid all you want. It doesn't apply to me. And so I'm not going to internalize it and take it. Another reason why knowing who you are is important is because I think when people don't know who they are, they start looking towards other people more. If I don't know how to define myself, then I'm going to start looking at how other people are defining themselves. The problem with that is my life may or may not be what somebody else's life is. Even more, I might not want my life to be what somebody else's life is. And so when comparing myself to other people, while that might give me a sense of security in knowing who I am, it may or may not be the life I actually want to live. And so I think knowing who you are is important because then you can set your own path. You can set your own trajectory. You don't have to look towards other people or be concerned with other people's lives because you have your own life to worry about. the final reason why I think knowing who you are is really important is because ultimately I think when people don't know who they are, they feel bad about themselves. If they don't have a way to define themselves, then people end up feeling negatively towards themselves. And for me, this doesn't have to be some sort of huge definition, like I'm defining myself like as a human being, like how I came on this planet. But I think when people don't have bearings, when people don't have a measure, they tend to feel bad about themselves. The good news is because it's my life, I'm the one that gets to set the standard. I'm the one that gets to set the measure. It doesn't matter what you think about my life. It matters what I think about my life. It doesn't matter what you think I should do. It matters what I think I should do, right? And so I think when people accept themselves and they begin knowing who they are, they ultimately feel better about themselves because they can set the standards, they can set the goals, and then they can achieve them. They can achieve that standard, they can achieve those goals. And that's what we want. See, look, at the end of the day, we don't want to be scratching our heads, spending our life trying to figure out who we are. We want to spend our life trying to achieve the things we want to achieve in life. The problem is when people don't know who they are, they spend a lot of time chasing their tail. They spend a lot of time criticizing other people. They spend a lot of time getting down on themselves. They spend a lot of time and energy that they could better use to achieve their goals. And that's what we want. I want you to feel good about yourself so that you can use that to achieve your goals. Not just so you can walk around feeling good. I want you to use that to achieve your goals. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.